And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Toys That Kill. Angels with Dirty Contracts.
36 made me dead, bro. Million miles away. Lost my mind and one more tooth. I saw them Friday day. Angels with dirty contracts. We pay rent for tight contracts. Dollar makes a better track. Man, I want shorter new you face. Down upon your luck. Look for an angel with the dirty track. I'll show you words that'll make you run like hell in the same place. They sang to the sick kids, packed them on the boat. They can heal them by touching their head, but their paws cut the too young to vote. Angels with 30 contracts. We pay red for dying contacts. Dollar makes a better track. And then I'll watch on you.
You're listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Toys That Kill on a track called Angels With Dirty Contracts. Straight out of San Pedro, Tony. A band that's been going for quite a long time. And this is a reissue of rarities that they brought out via their label, which now I can't remember. But you can find out by going to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Toys That Kill.
It is that simple. Oh. Facebook.com/Toys That Kill. Tony Wong, Paulie Beating, isn't it, Neil? And I'll play that first because, hey, as Halloween approaches, Toys That Kill, that's like Chucky, isn't it?
No,
or
that's true.
Like that Zombino and the Skeletone song, That Dog Tried to Kill Me. I wonder if a pattern will develop during this show.
Mm.
Who knows? Right. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That is not what Jeff has done this week, or if he did, I didn't get the email.
No.
Oh, I got nothing for you, because no one else ever gets in touch. That's why I'm saying now, get in touch, please. But I do always wonder when we don't hear from Jeff whether he's dead.
That's true.
There's always that possibility.
Yeah.
As we are approaching Halloween, Tony, I've done something about it, and I've got my top five Halloween witch jokes as found on the net from one single website when I typed in Halloween jokes. And the first thing that came up had a fuckload of Halloween witch jokes, and I'll pick my top five. So here we go. What do you get if you cross a sorceress with a billionaire?
Don't know.
A very witch person. Why do witches fly on broomsticks?
Don't know.
Because vacuum cleaners are too heavy.
True.
What did the witch do when her broomstick broke?
Don't know.
She witch hiked home. Hmm. What do you call two witches in a haunted house?
Don't know.
Broommates. And what do you call a witch that lives at the beach?
Don't know.
A sandwich. I was quite happy with those. Feel free to pick your own, but in the meantime, we haven't got a song to play, we haven't got a tune to play, because that was just me, and I did think maybe I ought to do myself a jingle for the next time we don't get a joke in. What do you think?
Oh, well, I'm always up for a new jingle.
Yeah, but look, let's face it, it might be a short-lived jingle. Right, now, and we both know why. Right, now, so two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Night Court as we approach Halloween, the Court of Night. Night Court. But first, Tony, I want to talk to you about a band called Professional. P-R-O, capital letters, F-E-S-S-I-O-N-A-L, Professional. They got a new track out. I've got an email about it. Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? I'm going to ask you straight away. What is Professional's website?
Professionalband.com?
It could have been anything, couldn't it? Yeah. What they've actually written for the website is, I give up. Stupid fucking name for a band, right? Because it, yeah. Because they might as well be called Microsoft or Cancelled or Number 5, right? It doesn't matter what it is. When you type professional into the net with anything other, professional band, professional punk, professional song, professional television, you get things that are professional. You know why? Because every fucking thing on the net claims to be professional. Hardly anyone ever says, why not come to our website? We're completely unprofessional, right? I can think of maybe three or four bands that we play on the show with any regularity at all, or have done in the past, that would maybe consider themselves unprofessional. And those bands are, and they won't mind me saying so, because they are pros, they're brilliant, but the way they act. So the Owen Guns in Not Safe for Work, right?
Yeah.
And then, and if you're confused about that, you're going to have to listen to a fuckload of shows. right. And Centurion Sect.
Yeah.
I'd say Crash Induction.
Yeah.
Would have called themselves unprofessional, even though they're a great band. I can't think of many others. Can you?
No.
Most bands, when they're trying to get somewhere, want to look as professional as possible. So what have this band done? They've called themselves professional. As a direct result, the only reason I'm playing this song is because it's fucking great. Right?
Right.
Other than that, they'd be getting nothing. So feel free to find out who Professional are. I got nothing from the email that was sent through. I cannot find them online. But anyway, it's Tony 1, probably this Internet 0, because there's no way I can give myself a point for this band calling themselves Professional. This is Television.
David Attenborough instead.
dummy twat.
Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Night Court and Where the Light Comes From as we approach Halloween. They are a Vancouver punk power trio. They got an album out with a very catchy title. Do you want to take a guess?
Day Court.
Great idea. Shit Machine. Yeah, Night Court and their Shit Machine. The Professional. Are you listening? If you type in Shit Machine, you pretty much find it.
Sweet.
What is Night Court's Bandcamp page?
Nightcourt.bandcamp.com.
Nightcourtpunk.bandcamp.com. Probably in step one. Tony one. And we might play more from Shit Machine because I just like saying it as much as anything else. Anyway, three great songs to start the show with differing levels of accessibility, I'm sure. Blimey, look at me sounding good. Dead 60s on these right now, because it's dead. We're approaching Halloween. This is like a Halloween warm-up show, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, so you can either reply to last week's show or you can join in the group, whatever you want. We'll see either way. Do get in touch. We don't get many comments, so you can get yourself featured on one of the longest running independent podcasts that features a weekly show in the world. It only takes
a few breaks.
Well, I thought we always want to add a little bit of doubt.
Who does?
Well, that's true. Good point. We are the longest running independent podcast.
Independent podcast.
I mean, if you're not going to allow one off, I'm going to not allow music.
Because that bloke, that Adam dude,
he stopped.
Signed up, didn't he? And then he stopped. I listened to all of his. It was shit.
Adam Curry, wasn't it?
I listened to all of his. And it was an interview with someone while he was walking through a field talking about birds.
Well, a lot of the podcasts were shit back in the day. Now they're all just professional radio shows as podcasts and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Well, it's wanking off about their mental health on videos.
Yeah. I've wanked off on a podcast in a long time. I mean, no, there's another 10 years to go.
Since I moved desk.
Just got the one comment this week.
Fair enough.
It's not a lot going on. It wasn't
a lot going on Facebook, is it?
And obviously, it was more of a mention, so you know I'm digging. Punk for the Homeless got a comment about us.
I saw this, and it's very nice of them to do so.
Yeah, so they say, some airplay for Punk for the Homeless Records' latest release, The Holy Ghost in the Machine by Eagle Spitz. Massive thanks to Punky Radio for including you off the album and latest show, alongside his awesome tunage and new releases. various bands that I'm not going to read out. Yeah, do. Thanks for the. And I know they've got everyone to follow. It's very nice. This is atypical of the kind of post we would like you to play.
Yes.
Post if we do play you in the show.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Punk for the Homeless. Be more like them. Thank you very much.
And that track has got great lyrics. And I've got a feeling Eagle listens to this quite a lot. I don't think he only listens when he has a song on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got an email from him saying, thanks very much for playing us. Great show as ever.
Oh, very nice.
So either he listens to us more often than when we play one of his tracks, or he's got the wrong show, the wrong podcast, sent it to the wrong people. It's one of the two. Anyway, that's it, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well.
Anyway, as we are approaching Halloween, I thought that I ought to play some genuine goth tone.
Ooh.
You don't get a lot more genuine goth than a band called The Awakening, who are actually an individual solo artist who gets other people around him and becomes The Awakening, a bit like The Crow. And he's from South Africa, and he's known as the Joburg Bowie, right?
Right.
And I first saw that and read that and thought, that is exactly what David Bowie would have called one of his kids if they'd been born in South Africa. They would have called him Joburg Bowie. But yeah, the Joburg Bowie, and actually I can see it, I can see why, and he's got this new album out, as I say. This is, right, the most punky radio-friendly track off the album. I will stress that now.
Right, right.
And it actually reminds me a little bit of Lagertiger Nick, a classic Bauhaus track from the olden days in the 1980s, right? And I'm sure he won't mind me saying that, should he listen at any point. But he's a spooky-looking dude. He's got a fantastic Bauhaus-y Pete Murphy stroke David Bowie voice. And this is just an excellent slab of goth coming your way right now as we are approaching Halloween. What is The Awakening's website?
TheAwakeningBand.com.
TheAwakening.com.
Oh.
But you see, I think it's been around a while. So he probably got in quite early, because I imagine there are quite a lot of The Awakenings now that are all to do with some cult or other. I said cult.
Saying the
world's about to end and everyone's got to jump down a hole or whatever they're doing this week. Paint rainbows on each other's nipples. I don't know what they get up to in cults. I don't think I've ever been in one.
No.
So I don't think, because more often than not, if you get out of a cult, you get brainwashed, don't you? So you can't remember whether you've been in or not. So I might have been in a cult. I don't fucking know. Anyway, point is, it's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 2. This is The Awakening and Fallout.
The mirror can't
You're listening to Chart Tarps underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Awakening, Fallout, as Halloween approaches. I'm sure you'll agree. Is that, well, that is the most goth song we've played on this show in quite a while. But you know, when I tease something up like that, there might be something a bit more goth coming. You never know. The Awakening, Fallout. Check them out, theawakening.com. And if I can find a track as fast as that, we may play another one in the future. But when I had a quick listen through the album, it was a bit slower and gothier than we would normally play. So that's what I just want to say, because that's not necessarily representative of the rest of the album, in that it's a bit quicker than most of the others. But anyway, there you go. Now, what's that? Probably the internet too, Tony One. So did you do anything last week?
So last week we had band practice, working on some new songs, which is good, including the first Tony Asterix number collaboration.
So you're finally getting a writing credit after being the George Harrison of the band for all this time.
I doubt I'll ever get a writing credit, but there's definitely a couple of, well, one song that we're gonna, it's definitely gonna hit the next release, and it's one of mine. So we'll see, but yeah, it's fast. So that's that we did that. It was good. Watched a film. Watched that Substance film.
I don't know what that is. It's more information than say that comes.
It's disturbing, is what it is. It's a body horror kind of film, bit Cronenberg-y. Got Demi Moore in it. 60-year-old Hollywood star.
Does she die?
No.
Oh, I'm not watching.
60-year-old woman, what is obviously losing her looks, wants to try the new drug. When a new drug,
aren't we all, though? Oh, no. Off that, Christ.
And she ejects this drug, a new person comes out of her, a younger person, and they share consciousness, but they have to alternate between 7 days. So, young person lives 7 days, the old person lives 7 days, and they alternate that way. And hijinks ensue, and it's weird. And yeah, it's an experience. I'm not going to watch it again, but I'm glad I watched it. It's very bloody,
right?
And lots of, like, say, body horror and things like that happening. But, yeah, interesting though. Was not as bloody. I was far bloody than I expected it to be.
Right.
You know. Anyway, but that's there. We watched that last night. I can't think.
Was it enough to make you chuck on your cornflakes?
I very nearly went to get some cornflakes so I could chuck on my cornflakes.
Just so you could chuck them up.
Yeah. Pause it, Steph. I'm going back in a minute.
Pause it, Steph. It's chucking time.
You
do make me laugh.
Oh, but that's about it. It was one of them quiet little weeks. Well, how was your week?
I put down as one of the things I did last week, Narrow Escape. I can't remember what the Narrow Escape was from, so we'll have to leave that. But last week I narrowly escaped something, but I can't remember what, so there you go. I did watch the entire only season on Amazon Prime of The Dresden Files, and it was only when I got to number 6 that I realised I'd watched it before, but it didn't matter because I quite liked it. And that is a kind of lightweight version of what you're saying, that there's a kid who's born a wizard, then he grows up and becomes a private detective wizard. No one really believes that he's a wizard, but wizardy things happen, and there's all these other wizardy things going on. Oh. And every single one, it was a load of books by some bloke called Jim. And each one is like one of the books, I think. Each episode is like one of the books, or certainly it appears to be sort of like that. It's one season. It won't change your life. It's quite a laugh. Some good stuff happens, some bad stuff happens. There's not a lot of body horror, but there is a certain amount of
that's
kind of all right, you know. And I got a new vacuum cleaner again, Tony. This is the third vacuum cleaner I bought in 2 years. A plasterer fucked the last one. I think he might actually have fucked it. Because it was certainly a problem with the nozzle. So anyway, I got a new vacuum cleaner, and for the first time in quite a long time, today, Tony, because I live a rock and roll lifestyle these days, I vacuumed my stair carpet, and as you know, my house climbs to the sky.
It does.
Time I finished vacuuming that stair carpet, I was fucking knackered. But, lovely clean stair carpet. I've also Now, one lodge has vacated. I got the new, well, the room is ready to get a new one in. And as we discussed off air, I'm already getting bell-end messages from entirely the wrong sort of person who hasn't read the advert. But I'm getting used to that now. But anyway, as Halloween approaches, it means that on the approach to Halloween, there's something that we have started to commemorate every year, which is the birthday of our departed friend, Limo Dean from Limousine, who was born on the 26th of October, just before Halloween. So, well, this show's out. And what we've been doing, just to keep him in the news, Tony, just to keep him fresh in people's minds, we play a Limousine track at least once a year, sometimes twice, but anyway. This one, I can't remember whether we ever played it or not, but you know what? Once I let his dad and his sister know that we played it, we will hear back from them. His sister will send statistics.
Okay.
She will send statistics. And I'm very happy when she does as well. So if you're a relatively new listener to the show, you might not know either our history with Limousine or the band Limousine themselves. It's spelled L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E. There is still a working Bandcamp page, Tony, which is?
Limousine.bandcamp.com.
Limousine.bandcamp.com. limozine.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, poorly beaten the internet 2. Hello to Limo Dean's family. You are not forgotten. He isn't either. The band were amazing. And this is You Got It, I Want It.
You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, girl, and I'm gonna get it. We're gonna start right up from where we left it. You're the queen of rock and roll, the queen of rock and roll, the queen of rock and roll, rock and roll. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. I'm a dog on a leash, jumping through hoops. And you're my dog on a leash, jumping all over you. Just say the word, cause I'm already there. Just say the word, cause I'm already there. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. I must have been crazy, out of my mind to let you go. I must have been crazy, out of my mind to let you go.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine. You got it. I want it. R.I.P. Limo Dean. Great bloke as well. Sometimes they do get the wrong fellas, don't they?
They really do.
Tevin people. They really do. So many still alive. Dying in the wrong order. Aren't we? There's a... Oh, also, that bloody... I don't need to see another simpering female weeping about another bloke in a band dying this week. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I don't need to see all the shit jokes that started appearing within half an hour of him dying. On the one hand, it's, oh no, look at me. Someone else's death means I get some attention. And on the other hand, it's, someone's died and I'm so heartless I'm going to write a fucking joke about them. Leave it a little while, dudes. And actually, if you're going to write a joke about it, make it a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it funny.
That's all. That's all. So anyway, what was on about there? Just that, wasn't it?
Just that, yeah.
So anyway, people die, fuck it. Right. Yeah. So you got a gig?
I do.
That is my attitude to life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People die, fuck it. I don't think there'll be many people at my funeral. I've been thinking about this for a while, you know.
Well, we spoke about this. I think there'll be far less people at mine than yours.
See, I think you'll still have family members alive that care about you.
I don't. I don't think I will. I'm the youngest, and I have no children.
Okay, well, look, here's a pact.
Okay.
If you die before me, I'm going.
Thank you.
If you die before me.
Thank you very much. I obviously will go to yours. It's almost like a cult, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you won't be able to fucking wait for mine. You'll be dancing on me grave, you bastard.
I'll be podcasting on the way.
You'll be going out loud.
People saying, who's talking at the back? It's just me. I'm just podcasting.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Just podcasting. It's what he would have wanted.
It is, yeah.
And this next one's from Timmy Mallet. What a happy show.
Tone anyway, is. Yeah. Yes.
I got distracted, sorry.
Yeah, I've got a gig, so yeah.
So that must be time for...
Tone is international gig guide.
Found at the funeral.
Burn him. Thanks for your gigs.
What, me or the clown? I want a burning clown at my funeral, Tone.
A burning clown?
Yeah, at least one.
Okay.
Round up as many as you can.
Right.
In fact, why don't we have my funeral next to a fucking circus and you just bung me on top of it and have a funeral pyre. Take out a lot of the pricks.
Hey, there you go. It's what he would have wanted.
I want a circus funeral.
Good.
Get someone to stand up and say, fuck off, you red-nosed bastard. With your clown shoes and your nonsense. So what you got?
Thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig, don't forget, you can email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Let me know your gigs that you haven't done, but fortunately for the show, I have found one.
Oh, brilliant.
So, and I say found, this Saturday in Blackpool at Champs Bar, we have Tri Subversion, The Puncturists and The Apocalypse Babies.
So yeah, we found, yeah, you're just advertising yourself again. But actually, you're one of the Puncturists, who are the Yorkshire band that we played a couple of months ago.
Ah.
Played the Puncturists before. I hope you're going to say, by the way, Puncturists, thanks for saying thanks.
There you go. I will go back and listen to that one. Yeah, they were headlining as well. Four-piece melodic garage punk band, female-fronted. Excellent.
Yeah, with a sense of humour.
Good. Oh, excellent. That'll be good. I think it should be a good night.
It will be.
Free entry.
It's going to be a good night. The Impoverished Babies are on.
Of course. Of course. And it's Blackpool. Great. Great drive. Yeah,
I love you like that.
8:30. Free entry. Three great brands. It's going to be good. It's at Champs. It's Champs Sports Bar. It's actually not far from where I played only a few weeks ago with the Washington. It's on Topping Street. Central town. So if you are in Blackpool this Saturday, come and check us out. It's free. And there's no rebellion on this time to fuck it up.
Yeah, but if it's free, do any of the bands get paid at all? In any way?
I think we are getting paid.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because you'd like to get some expenses or something, wouldn't you?
I think so. Well, we're having to stay in a hotel because I can't drive back. So we're going to have a hotel. So that's going to cost us. So hopefully we're getting paid.
We'll be sharing the same room.
No, we've got separate rooms.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's how we roll these days.
You like how you roll? You like the fucking Stones?
Just don't talk or look at each other.
Hotel rooms and your nonsense.
Mm.
Anyway, that sounds great, and it's free.
Yep. So do check it out, and that is it.
That
is it for geeks.
It's budget friendly. That concludes
Tony's international geek guide.
He's turning into a more of a stream of consciousness for me, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
As Halloween approaches, Tony, and as threatened after the awakening, red lorry, yellow lorry are actually one of the finest purveyors of goth music ever, despite the name of the band, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, which doesn't sound particularly gothy.
Mm.
Especially surprising when you discover that they're from Leeds, as were Sisters of Mercy, and they started about the same time. And Sisters of Mercy came in with a classic name for a goth band. And it's like Red, Low and Yellow, or he weren't at the meeting. But you know what? They ain't half goth. And they're they ain't half goth. You'll find out soon enough, should you not be familiar with their work.
Mm.
Now, this is actually a remix of, I believe, an older track, but it might be a new track because I'm a little bit lost on Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, right? And by the way, if they were in the States, they'd be called Red Truck, Yellow Truck.
Yes, yes.
Stayed, in case you're wondering. Yeah, I don't know what they'd be called in Spain. Rojo something. What's the word for yellow in Spanish, do you know? Is it something like jaune? It's jaune in French, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's something weird. I can't
remember.
You
actually might know the Spanish word for yellow.
I did. Well, I did Spanish GCSE, but it was the worst result I've had in any exam ever.
Of course it was. Your natural aptitude for language.
Yeah. yeah, I'm terrible at it. Absolutely.
So you have had more Spanish lessons than I have, because
Absolutely.
I'm loving it. I love Spanish. Great.
Couldn't get your head around it. I still can't Spanish languages, but can't
not
do it.
Thing. If it was Spanish maths, you'd have pissed it.
Oh God, yeah. Count those Spaniards, I'd be on it.
Yeah, if it was just an exercise in counting Spaniards.
I'm there for that day.
You'd be there. Oh, that day of the 2-year course. Right, so anyway, what I'm effectively saying is Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry have got some new stuff out and we're going to play a track right now. What is Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry's website?
Redlorryyellowlorry.com?
It's red-lorry-yellow-lorry.com. Put it in set 322 and this is Driving Black, Ding's remix.
Yeah.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's right.
That was Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, and a track called Driving Black. Find out more, red-lorry-yellow-lorry.com. You see, you type that in, and you find the band you're looking for. Are you listening, professional? Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Got
Saturday, we know that.
Yeah, got another house viewing in the morning.
What is that?
So someone's looking at ours.
Oh, I see. Sorry, yeah. Your house.
My house. Nottingham. Apart from that, just work, really. Just got some work coming in, so just it's going full on that side of it. Alcohol is back.
Oh!
I knew there was something. Yeah, so when we're back, we're practicing again. So Wednesday, we're going to practice and I think the whole point of that is to write some new songs.
Get names for a band online, by the way, if you don't know anything else about them.
Yeah, it is.
Do you feel we should justify this? If you're going to call your band anything at all, don't just call them something that other people search for and is there all the time.
Yeah, this is a good point.
Still amazing that you got that name.
Excellent, it is. Yeah, so hopefully that should be nice. That's Wednesday evening. And then they go on Saturday, so it's very much a bandy kind of week. And then I'll be staying overnight in Bolton because I couldn't get a room in Blackpool.
Really?
Yeah, when we played with the Rebellion Fringe, we stayed at the Grand Hotel. Grand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. £40 a night. Excellent. Same hotel, £160 a night now. So I don't know if it's a Halloween,
something going on,
Halloween lights or whatever. Something's going on. So we had
corporate going on.
So we had to stay outside of town. So we're in Bolton.
You've chosen Bolton.
Yeah, 44-minute drive from the venue.
Yeah,
back.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, that's my week. What are you up to?
Well, by the time you hear this show, I will have been to see Nottingham Forest beat Crystal Palace.
Mm.
And if we have won that game, we will have climbed to, I believe, 9th in the table.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm very excited about that. If we've done anything less than win, I'll be fucking furious because this is one of the home games we've got to win this season. Especially when you look at how Wolves are doing. Wolves, after 8 games, have only got 1 point. Do you know who they got that 1 point off? Us.
Oh, yeah.
One draw that we should have won.
Shit.
So when we play the lower teams, we haven't been doing as well. Anyway, I'm also going to try and get a lodger into the room this week, now that I have it ready. Not that they'll move in this week. Mm. I'm actually going to put them off a bit if I get someone and say, what's the latest you can move in? Because I'm not in any real rush. And I will just say as well, I've dropped the rent £50 now that my energy bills are cheaper because I'm a responsible landlord. One other thing is, as a direct result of the conversation I had with someone last week, I am going to try and stay out the way of young people and the mentally weak, because I've had an agreement with someone that it's not a bet, it's an agreement, that if we are in the company of anyone that uses the expression super exciting, stop, dead Armin. Right? So it's going to be a bit of a challenge this week, because I know I'm going to hear someone say it, and I'm going to have to dead Armin. But I think we spoke, didn't we, about explosivity. Did we talk about that?
No.
Ah, right, okay. So football players are changing the language of England, right? And
right.
Ex-football player. Alan Shearer was the worst one for it, because he started saying top, top, and now everyone is a top, top player. They're a top, top player, because Alan Shearer said so.
Hmm.
You look at how football players fuck about with language anyway, so he's went down the wing. Absolutely awful. But I heard a football player, a female football, ex-football player, try and describe a midfield player. And she actually said they've got an explosivity about right. And since then, every time I hear someone talk about that, especially in football, now explosivity is just a phrase. It's like they all agreed to say it so she wouldn't look stupid. But I heard it. It's explosiveness. There's no such thing as explosivity, but you can bet it will be in the fucking dictionary in a couple of years' time. Explosivity. And after it, should say, a word invented by a dickhead. right? Caught on because people are too stupid. So anyway, super excited. I had a chat with someone about the expression super excited. Who the fuck in England's ever said they were super excited? We don't get super excited, do we?
No.
We're not super excitable people. We don't get super. Now everyone's fucking super excited. Whoever said it first, they want a dead arm. And seeing as I can't find out the original one, it's just going to have to be everyone from now on. Oh, we didn't even allot a period of time.
Okay.
So I don't know how long I have to do this for.
Just forever.
Anyone who says super excited in my company gets a dead arm from now on, regardless of size.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Sound like how that goes.
As we are approaching Halloween.
Yeah, oh, yes, we are.
I thought we'd play a track by The Discarded. Oh my goodness, Tony, The Discarded. Hmm. They got a new album called The Green Door. They are an Ontario father and two sons outfit. How about that? Wow. They are Discarded. What is their website?
TheDiscarded.com?
TheDiscarded.ca for Canada.
Oh.
Discarded.ca. Probably and the internet for Tony 2. And this is a rather wonderful testify.
La 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 la
You're listening to Raman Mamadli underneath us right now. That's right, Azerbaijani guitar and music, perfect for weddings. I still don't know how long we'll have this bed for, but I am loving it. That was Belmont Beach Weirdos, Tony. What is Belmont Beach Weirdos Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Belmont Beach Weirdos.
Facebook.com/profile.php ID equals 81583104770896. Why is that, Tony?
Oh, it's 74. Yeah.
And they'll do by URL. But to be fair to them, this is a brand new band that are just setting up right now, so they probably haven't got round to it, because Belmont Beach Weirdos are a site, the first of two side projects in this section, but are a side project of Ugly Fly Guys and Heg Tolo, the Stevie, the scariest bass player in the world, because I believe he's doing lead vocals, lead guitar on this one. Not absolutely sure. And they did play at the Sumac Centre the other week while I was in Spain, so I missed it. How about that? Ooh, track good. Proper loud, as it was, and I'm sure you found it as entertaining as I did, particularly the middle eight. That's not a middle eight, it's just the middle bit where somebody starts shouting.
Excellent.
I thought they were, I didn't know where they were from. I thought they were from just somewhere up north. I have now discovered there is a place outside of Durham called Belmont, and I've discovered it hasn't got a beach, and they are weird. And that's how Stevie describes how they got the name for the band. How about that? Proper loud. Fucking internet. Five, Tony two. Oh. Bit thrashing there. Have you got a twat?
No.
Duggeration.
Yeah. If you do have a twat, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Or twats are you with thanks. Every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. Steve's obviously having a little bit of a break.
He still deserves a Heg Tolles for all the hard work he's done.
He absolutely does. We are with Steve.
Oh, that's Steve.
Heg Tolles, Steve. As it gets closer to the US election, I am surprised how quiet he is.
Yes, but also other people are invited to get involved in our twat section.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not too...
It used to be a bit of a belter, didn't it? We'd get him every week from people.
Yeah.
Still remember Randy.
I was just about to say that. When you were off, when we had the issues... I very nearly thought all I could do is I could do a twat from the archive and try and find the original
Randy
one. I didn't. I forgot in the end. I don't know if I had it or if you had it.
It dates back to 2008.
It's a long way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you did twat for a while. So I don't know if I've got email. Anyway, but
I gave to you because I'm so friendly to give you something to do, so you wouldn't lose interest in the show, and now you like it more than I do.
That's right. Yes.
Because you have features.
So then, as I say, I'll be podcasting from the back row of your funeral. Apparently, that's the way I roll. Yes. Apparently, didn't see that coming.
Outside a flaming circus. This show's been far more interesting than I thought it would be. I'm quite looking forward to actually listening back and finding out just exactly how my brain works.
Yeah, it's a journey. Yeah.
As we're approaching, what are we approaching? As we're approaching...
Halloween.
Bonfire night.
Ah.
I thought it was only right that we should play a track by Pinhead Gunpowder. Now, actually, as we're approaching Halloween, Pinhead was in Hellraiser.
Mm.
So we've got a Halloween and Bonfire night... what we call this preemptive strike here. By the way, have you heard of Pinhead Gunpowder before?
I don't think so.
They were and are a side project of Billy Ray Cyrus, the lead singer of Green Day. It was Billy Ray Cyrus, wasn't it?
No, Billy Ray Cyrus is your achy, breaky heart. Billy Joe
Armstrong.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Billy Joe Armstrong. I know exactly who Billy Ray fucking Cyrus.
He's not Curtis Digers, but he's up there.
He's right up there. I did a fabulous version of that with my Bongs of Praise crowd. Pinhead Gunpowder are a Green Day side project who haven't done anything since, I think, 2008 or something. But they got a new album out called UNT, UNT.
Wow.
I'm saying UNT. There's only one word missing, one letter missing there. They probably did it on purpose. Guys. I would nearly be super excited about that, but then I'd have to dead arm myself.
Exactly.
So anyway, they've only released one track that we can play so far, and it's the title track of the album, so we're going to do it. There's not a website for Pinhead Gunpowder, and there's nothing on the Green Day website about them, but you can go to their record label. Their record label is 1234GO. What is 1234GO's website?
1234GO.com?
1234GO Records.shop.
Huh.
Certainly where I found the album, where it was. So it doesn't make any difference. You lost anyway. Put it in. But 622, and it's numeric 1234, and then gorecords.shop, and you will be able to find the album there. And I'd rather listen through it, because we can't listen through it, but us press types. Play this one song, and it's a good one. So we're finishing pretty well, I think, on our way in as we approach both Halloween and Bonfire Night. Paul of the Internet 6, Tony 2, Pinhead Gunpowder. That's about the size of it for this interesting week. That was Gunpowder, a track called Unts. Hope you liked it. Find out more, 1234 gorecords.shop. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people listen to the show in a way they have not done before.
Yep, don't forget, please visit our website, punkyrager.com. The latest show's on the front page. Do check it out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like PadunkRadio.com, RadioAndrew.se, and RadioFolkson.com. If you are down with a fire, you can find us on Spotify. App in the podcast section. Also Amazon, Amazon Music in their podcasts sections. And if you get yourself an Alexa device, or you've got an Alexa device, why don't you teach that old dog a new trick with the Spunky Radio skill? Go to the skill store, search Spunky Radio, download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco for that. You know what? If you have done that, let us know. And if you don't want to do it, I can stop telling you about it. There you go.
Yeah, you know what as well? As things like AI and, quite frankly, internet mind control work these days, I didn't even mention the duck-billed platypus this week, and I meant to. But now I'm getting lots of information about that I didn't know before. For example, they sweat milk. is that I wonder whether at some point, if we do keep doing this show, that we'll be able to say, and if you'd like to hear our latest show, just think about it.
Possibly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't, yeah.